Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
It is amazing, you know, what we're seeing take place. Another airline from Indonesia has disappeared. That's a second airline. In 2014, there was two airlines that have gone down in 2014, and they're just disappearing.
Yeah.
They're just disappearing. China is increasing their military strength. They have carriers. They're, you know, this is no doubt. Yeah, this is something else. And
besides stealing intellectual property from the United States and
right,
all kinds of hacking stuff that's been occurring.
Right. And if you look at prophecy, I mean, they're going to come and drink the rivers dry going to Israel for resources.
Yeah.
I mean, you have 1.3 billion people. You need resources.
Got to feed them.
You know, if you have 1.3 billion people in your nation or teenagers in your home, you need resources.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing what they eat?
Amazing.
Bone growth, I guess. But you're looking, and so right now during this time of Korea, I mean, think about this. So, you know, the news cycles last so short, so people think, well, the news cycle's over, it's over.
Right.
No, it happened, and they changed the cycle. Therefore, they don't want you to think about it anymore. Mm-hmm. They think like you've already done something since you talked about it.
Right.
But God specifically spoke about North Korea. And so North Korea, what you have going on right now, and the reports are that really North Korea is a glove, and allegedly China is the hand. If you look at the resources and the technology that North Korea has, there's no way they can do the things they do unless somebody helps them out. I mean, think about it. How could a low-resourced, no growth in their economy, I mean, how could they even survive? The
right.
People are even smaller there because of the diets and all.
Yeah.
And how could they, you know, even work outside somebody? And the reports are that China's this just kind of using this. So when you see, you know, Korea firing off a nuclear weapon, that is almost like, if that's true, you're looking at China testing.
Sure.
Nuclear weapons, testing launches, trying to stir things up. When you think about some words that we talk about Michael Boudia, you know, and how God given a prophetic dream about Russia, North Korea, and China making a pact, an agreement that said, why should the American dollar be the trade currency anymore? Which means, you know, why do we have to turn all of our money, our kronas and our yens or whatever, why do we have to turn those into dollars to buy oil? Think about that. And so what you're seeing, some shifting taking place in the whole earth right now. Mm-hmm. We are diluting our dollar every single day, the more that we print these $1 trillion, $19 trillion, whatever it is. And so we're perfectly set. The world's perfectly set for a shift in the, who's going to be the trade money, who's going to be the actual currency, interary monetary fund, that where you switch the main currency. And all of a sudden, maybe we have to turn our... You know, I don't know what the Russian money is right now, but...
I don't know, but I do know this, that they're looking at 17%, you know, their interest is, inflation is going up. 100% of their budget for the next 3 years is based upon oil revenues, which...
Reports are saying that they have to have how much per barrel?
At least 75 to be able to take care of their expenses, and it's going below, way below that. But it's their economy is based upon $100 a barrel.
Yes. And what that, no, what that means basically is if your paycheck doesn't come in at $100 an hour, $100 a barrel, then you can't survive. Well,
yeah.
Their nation has to survive on 100 and thrive on 100, 125. And what you're seeing is it looks like that the oil, OPEC, all the different oil companies in mm-hmm. Saudi, they're defeating or trying to take down or humble the bear. You know, but don't, if you back a bear in a corner, you know, don't ever underestimate pride. Don't ever underestimate someone's willingness to fight and to throw everybody and everything at you.
That's right.
And so they're not going to just sit back and die. And we already passed off, and you can see those on related links on this post, but we already passed off the United Arab League to them, to Putin.
Yeah.
So he has all these, you know, what's going on at this point? Well, I think I would assume that Putin is getting really upset, really upset. Their interest rates are going, like you said, reports are 17%. It sounds like Carter's administration when Yeah, everybody, you just can't do business when it gets 17. Yeah. We went as high as like 20-something percent. But we're looking back at China and North Korea. So you have Russia shaking, you have North Korea shaking, you have China on the move, and you're looking at the dollar just doing what it's doing.
Yeah, not just that. The reports are that the millionaires that are in Russia, they're quickly moving their money out of their country, so they don't want to keep seeing falling. So this is a thing that's spiraling out of control. So, you know, crisis is really around the corner for Russia.
And so when you think about it, when you look at what happened, the reports are that, and the president is saying this, he's verifying it, that North Korea they attacked the computer systems in America of a corporation, which is really worldwide, but in America, Sony Corporation, and they began to just hack everything and get their information. And I believe that's happening all the time, but now a corporation was confronted with that, and they used this idea of, there's a movie coming out about the Korean leader. When you study Saul Alinsky tactics and things that are going on, the earth is being organized. They're using luciferic acid, luciferic techniques. They're pouring luciferic acid over the face of the earth right now, trying to organize the earth.
Wow.
And it's Saul Alinsky's tactics. And I doubt very seriously that this North Korean leader that talks to a basketball player in America, that's he doesn't have this kind of technology to go with it, which means somebody's behind the scenes. But I'm sure they probably had to convince him. They wanted him to look like he's the one that did it. He'd probably like the idea of him doing it.
Sure.
But it had to be somebody like China or somebody behind. But the thing about it, it happened. It totally happened. And the corporation bowed down. And it took the president and other people saying, you know, don't do this. But it just kind of showed you that. But the interesting thing is, and this is what we want to show, this prophecy, that this is an act of war at some point. But then they backed off and said, well, it's not an act of war. So some of our Congress and Senate said, this is an act of war. They have attacked. As a matter of fact, they acted much more majorly over money than they did of James Foley losing his head.
Thank you.
They went back to golf with him losing his head, but all of a sudden somebody losing their reputation or losing money.
Yeah.
It was like, look how we reacted to that. Mm. Anyway, so you're looking that all of the leaders, anybody that has to do with security of our borders and our nation, of our defending our nation, defending our you know, ourselves and the earth, came together in the White House. And the reason why they came together is because North Korea, he wasn't physically in front of the White House, but they were meeting in the White House because of the North Korean leaders. As a matter of fact, I want you to hear or see right now, this is an 11-year-old young man by the name of Isaiah, where God has spoke this to him. We had this on the program earlier, but now you're seeing it come to pass.
So based on what God's shown you about that this conqueror in the first horse,
yes,
it got our president's attention, right?
Yes.
So when this conqueror, this Kim Jong-un in the dream, which represents whatever that means, and the interpreter, mm-hmm. when you were running, you ran all the way to Washington, D.C., right?
Yes.
And tell us that part of that.
Okay, so when I ran into Washington, D.C., what basically was going on in the White House was making sure that everybody was okay and just to protect me, protect the president too. So they take me to this room as Kim Jong-un was walking in. Mm-hmm. So basically I see the president and he's by the window and he's telling me to help him jump out the window.
So what was he feeling like at that moment?
He looked very scared, very fearful, very frightened.
Because this conqueror was coming towards the White House?
Yes.
And he was looking out the window and he said, help me?
Yes.
And then what happened?
So then I help him jump out, and then I just decide to jump out with him, but he just leaves me.
Does he?
Leaves me.
Okay.
And I go back to my house. And then I tell my parents what's going on, and then...
So it's amazing. You're looking at that particular point, this is happening. And we're so not good at interpreting dreams, because people just go, well, it was a blue car.
Right.
As they're stuck on this car. But when you see a president, in a dream, it can mean the president, but quite often it means the nation. Mm-hmm. And so that the nation was scared. Mm. And they were looking how to protect the nation. And that's what they were doing. They were gathered in the White House over Kim Jong-un, right? To North Korean leader. Everybody, the entire, I wish we had that for us right now. Hopefully we'll make that a related link so you can see it. They all came together. I mean, this is the ultimate defense of America, came together and began to meet just like that. Now, the ramifications of this to understand, you know, so that's happening.
Right.
You know, prophetically is that, and we're about to go to break, so we're going to talk more about this probably after the break, that means the next part of what God's saying is going to come to pass. And I feel like in my spirit, you know, this is going to be, you know, a near miss. That's what I'm feeling like and I'm believing for versus a hit. And a hit means an accomplished goal, for example. So if there's going to be a traffic accident and it's a head-on collision, that a hit would be both are going to die. Hmm. Now, a near miss doesn't necessarily mean that the cars are not going to wreck, they're not going to run off the road, they're not going to somehow embrace each other. But when it's all said and done, both drivers are going to be alive, that they're not going to be injured, but there's going to be damage.
Right.
And so that's prophetically, it's kind of what I'm feeling in my spirit, that a near miss means that things are coming our way. Things are coming our way, but it's going to be the best of times and it's going to be the worst of times.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.